This audio is complete fiction and made for fantasy. Nothing in this audio is intended as instruction or based in the real world. It is made for adult entertainment and made by an adult for adults. The creator of this audio does not condone these kinds of activities in the real world. This is all just fantasy, so enjoy. So it was pretty traumatic when you lost your sister, wasn't it? And you were left with the responsibility to take over her child, your little niece, Allie. And of course, you had no issue with that. You loved your sister and you wanted to make sure that Allie didn't get lost in the system of foster parents and adoption, and you were the only person in your family available to take care of her. So you took her in. You didn't think you were ready to be a parent, but really, is anyone ever ready? No, but you know, you kind of made a promise to yourself and your sister that you would do your best to be little Allie's new daddy. And Allie was perfect, a sweet little one-year-old, close to the age of two. So, I mean, it was a handful. It was a drastic change for you. And one of the most interesting developments of your story with Allie is that you are a harmless, secret pedophile. Like, no one knows. And no one would really ever guess you were a kiddie porn loving pedophile. You did your best to, you know, act normal around your family's kids, act normal in public, and you did. You were not, by any definition, a creepy pedophile to anyone else, but you knew. You knew how sick you were. You loved jerking your cock secretly to child porn. And so that's what makes this super interesting, is that now you have this small, young little girl inside your home. But you were determined, though. You were determined to do right by your sister and love the girl like a father should. Protect her. Care for her. And you felt confident about that until the first time you changed her diaper. You undid that diaper and you saw the tiniest, baldest, hairless little pussy. The folds of her pussy just thrilled you. I mean, you had seen child pussy in your kiddie porn over the years, but nothing this young. You like to look at 5 and 6 year olds. But your niece's little toddler pussy was just amazing. You shook it off. You had to fight it away. I mean, this was the child that you were supposed to take care of. But the image of that hairless pussy haunted you, didn't it? So much so that any time you had to change her diaper, help her get dressed, give her a bath, your heart started beating quickly. Your cock hardened secretly in your pants. And you told yourself, you know, I guess it's okay. It's okay if I enjoy looking at her. You know, I mean, there's no harm in sitting at the edge of the tub, you know, supervising her bath, but also letting your eyes wander over her tiny itty-bitty body. There was no harm in that, right? No harm at all. And it was cute, really, the way she played in the bath, the water soaking that tiny little cunny, the water dripping down her adorable little bubble butt ass. And there was something thrilling, wasn't there, when you changed her diaper and you took that wipe in your hands and you wiped up that pussy, that child pussy. You weren't touching it, right? Because you were doing something millions of parents have to do. But I bet millions, majority of those parents don't get a thrill. And you feel like you are molesting. You are paying attention to what it feels like to run that wet wipe up that little pussy. And yeah, I mean, you had a little guilt about these things, but you kept telling yourself you weren't doing anything. You weren't fondling her. You weren't hurting her. It was all fine. You know, you did think about the image of her little one-year-old body as you were jerking to your child porn at night, but nothing was wrong. That's what you told yourself. And then months and months go by, months of you adoring her body in a very innocent way and harmlessly touching her skin. Nothing crazy, you know, like spending a little bit too long rubbing her back in the bath, rubbing her little thighs as you were cuddling on the couch, just harmless little things. But one night, you got stoned. And it was the perfect storm for you. Stoned and kind of driven a little bit wild by having a naked girl in front of you. You took that diaper off, cleaned her little pussy, wiped it clean. But this time, you took that wipe, threw it away, and you started gently rubbing the outside of her little one-year-old pussy. And, you know, your niece Allie, she didn't know any better. She's 1 year old. She's too dumb to know what's going on. Probably didn't even realize, you know, just an adult that she trusts is changing her diaper. But this time it was you molesting her, lightly pushing your finger between those lips, feeling the inside of her child pussy. And you kind of shocked yourself, didn't you? You thought you would never do something like that, but here you were touching her. And you decided that you'd give her your phone, play or something on YouTube so you could start jerking off right beside her while you continually gently touching her, jerking off next to her, not hurting her. This is what you told yourself. I'm not hurting her. I'm just using her and she has no idea. And you came right then and there, while your little niece was watching YouTube and your fingers were idly, gently molesting her little pussy, you came all over your hands, cleaned yourself up, and this just opened the floodgates. Because the next time you had her naked in the bath, you weren't stoned, but it's like that night had opened the floodgates. You started rubbing lotion on her naked body a little bit longer than usual. Usually you let her rub it in. But now, Uncle Ron did it. Rubbing lotion all over her naked body as you stroked your cock. And you know, you could get away with it. She's too young to know what the fuck is going on. She's too young to know that Uncle Ron is being a sick kitty molester. Rubbing lotion all over her body, her flat chest, her little ass. Rubbing the lotion between her thighs and her pussy. Jerking his cock while molesting. And this was kind of a usual thing, you just jerking off next to her. Her having no clue what the fuck was going on. And you found yourself even diving deeper with your kitty porn. You had a nice collection of 5 and 6 year olds, pretty innocent child porn, molesting. You know, maybe a few videos that were actual child rape, but most of it was pretty innocent. And now you were seeking out more and more hardcore. First, you started looking up toddlers, toddler child porn. Little girls, your niece's age, posing for the camera, getting molested by their family members just like you were doing. And then you started seeking out even more sick child porn, toddler rape porn. Because here's the thing you told yourself. I mean, you fantasized about raping your little 1-year-old niece for sure. But you had the strength to tell yourself you couldn't do that. I mean, because inside you didn't want to hurt her. And you knew fucking her would hurt her, ruin her little pussy, scare her. You didn't want to do that. So you figured, I guess I'll just look up toddler rape porn and get off to that and satisfy that urge to rape Allie. But to no one's surprise, you were still having to fight with yourself to not really fully cross the line. And you lost every time because you started doing more and more. You started putting her to bed naked. Telling her that it was a new rule that we are going to sleep naked. And you did that just so you could come back in at night and come on your niece's belly. Come all over her child pussy or come all over her chest while she slept. You were coming on, well, now Allie was 2. You were coming on a 2-year-old while she sleeps, getting off to the idea that your cum was drying into her skin overnight, her skin soaking with your cum. You gently fondling her at night while she slept. And it just kept going. It kept going. A part of you wanted her to see your cum. And so you did. She was awake. And you talked her into playing a game. You told her that you had a special thing that you can make happen. Kind of like a confetti popper. But we knew it was popping out. It was going to be your cum. And you came all over her. You showed her how you can cover her with something warm and sticky. And you fed it to her like a true fucking sick fuck. You took your own cum on your fingers and told her to taste it. And you were pretty fucking amazed when you realized She wasn't hating it. She swallowed it, didn't gag. She didn't seem to mind it. And that just kept you fueled up to keep going, didn't it? Because then you started playing more little sex games with her. And again, Allie was the perfect age because she had the vocabulary to tell on you. She didn't have, you know, the knowledge to know that what you were doing was so wrong. She didn't know about sex. You were grooming her. So you started putting your cock on her lips, telling her to just like kiss it, like a little peck. And she thought that was fun, kissing it. Were you surprised the first time her tongue hit the tip of your cock? You came right away. Did that surprise you? That just the feeling of her tongue made you pop all over her face, covering her eyes, stinging her eyes. But she was big girl and took it, covering her mouth. You feeding every bit of it to her. And then you kept pushing these little games. You kept pushing by pushing your cock into her mouth just a little. I mean, you thought to yourself, you talked yourself into thinking that this wasn't that bad. You weren't forcing it down her throat or anything. You were just pushing the tip in a little, and she took it. She didn't like it. She didn't like it at all. She loved all the other games you played with her, but she didn't like the feeling of you forcing your cock in her mouth. It made you, a part of you, just think, what the fuck am I doing? You know, it was all fun and games when she liked it, but her not liking it made it a little different. A voice in your head thought, I'm supposed to protect this little two-year-old. I'm not supposed to hurt or scare her. But that didn't stop you, Ron, did it? Didn't stop you at all. Because the more you tried to fight, the more difficult it became. Like, you would wake up in the middle of the night, hard as a rock, thinking about her. You walking into her room while she's sleeping and removing her nightgown, pulling that little princess nightgown up and pressing your cock gently onto her lips, forcing in her mouth a little, waking her up, and you just keeping your cock inside of her mouth until you came. And you kept forcing her more and more after this. That voice had lost because you somehow learned how to ignore her not liking it. You didn't give a fuck anymore. All that mattered was how you could enjoy your little niece more and more. When she started crying from your cock forcing into her mouth night after night, it didn't bother you as much. You ignored it. And you kept pushing deeper into her mouth, grooming her. That's what you thought. I'm grooming her. I'm making it so I can continue doing this the older she gets. I'm showing her how to be a good slut. And you just kept going, Ron. You kept fucking going. And you still had that strength that I can't really fuck her. I can't fuck her. I can't ruin her. Maybe I'll wait till she's 5 or 6. But one night you thought, what's the harm in rubbing my cock against her little 2-year-old pussy? Just on the outside. Just so you can see what your cock looks like against something so fucking tiny. And you did. You pushed that hard adult cock in between those puffy little lips and just grinded up and down between them, feeling the pleasure of being so fucking close to that toddler pussy, controlling yourself still, but it was still so fucking pleasurable, wasn't it? Using her little pussy and coming all over her belly. At least she wasn't crying then. At least it wasn't like forcing your cock down her throat, raping her mouth. But, you just couldn't help yourself, could you? You needed and wanted more and more. It was your cock. That's what you decided to tell yourself. It's my cock. I can't control what it wants. And what it wants is to fuck her little toddler fuckholes. You thought to yourself, I need to feel the inside of one of her little fuckholes. And you let it win. You let it win. And you thought you were being a good uncle, didn't you? Starting pretty shallow in her little pussy at first. Maybe just the tip of it. I mean, you had watched so much child porn, so many videos of training little holes. So you knew exactly what you were doing. Just pushing, forcing the cock inside barely. And yeah, that was super hot, wasn't it? Coming all over that tiny little child pussy. But you wanted more. I mean, a pedophile like you, a child rapist, well, wannabe child rapist, wants more. And you were obsessed with that little pussy. So you stuck your fingers in her, trying to train it more, grooming her little child pussy for more. And you were gentle at first, I'll give you that. But you kept going harder, deeper and deeper until you reached that hymen. You broke through a little hymen. It was thrilling, wasn't it? Filling that virginal blood spill on your fingers. I bet that turned you on even more, didn't it? Her bloody little messy child cunt getting that cherry popped. It probably worked against her because that really fueled the child rapist inside of you. And you told yourself, you know what, I can't really fuck her little pussy. You knew you'd ruin it. You'd ruin it for life. But you thought, I can fuck her little ass though. That little hole will stretch and return back to normal. I can go balls deep in her ass. You were telling yourself you wouldn't ruin her then. And you're patient enough to train her little asshole before you fucked it. Lubing her little asshole daily after bath time. And you know, little Allie didn't like that, did she? Starting one finger, she hated it. I mean, what little child would like a grown adult sticking things in their little asshole? Doing things that he shouldn't be doing. Illegal fucking things. But you didn't care. You kept going further. Going eventually to where you had two fingers up her little asshole. Going even more to how you got three fingers. Three fingers in a two-year-old asshole. Of course you did. Because you were going to do anything to groom that little child to be your little rape doll. When you got three fingers in, you knew this is it. Now I can finally fuck this little slut. And you did. You got your cock all the way in, balls deep. You had never heard her scream like that before, but you didn't stop. You didn't stop at all. You just lifted her little hips and you rammed your cock inside of there until you came buckets every night, night after night. Fucking her little ass became your daily routine, your nightly routine. But that pussy, little pussy, you couldn't help yourself, could you? No, like sodomizing a little toddler wasn't enough for you. So you wanted to ruin, abuse, destroy her little toddler pussy. One night you just thought, fuck it, I'm gonna do it. I'm tired of fucking this little asshole. I want her 2-year-old pussy. And you knew those screams were gonna be louder than normal because you'd be ripping into a hole where your cock does not fucking belong. But that's what fuels a child rapist like you. So you spread those little legs and you didn't even go slow. You kept pushing and pushing into that tiny little fuck hole until it stretched for you, until it fucking ripped for you. Seeing those little puffy toddler lips all the way spread, hugging around your cock, that little hole tightening and gripping like nothing you've ever felt before. Her little body underneath you. You not even caring what the fuck her face looked like. You didn't care. All you cared about is how good it felt to rip into that little toddler pussy. To rape Allie. To rape a 2-year-old right in her fucking child pussy. Her little kitty pussy. 2 fucking years old. 2 years on earth. And you are ramming your cock in there. Grinding your cock deeper and deeper in there. I mean, you couldn't really fuck her. It was so fucking shallow. But you didn't care. You were going to use that little fuck hole however the fuck you wanted. And that's what you fucking did. You ruined, ripped, tore, and came inside of that fuck hole. And you did that every single night. 3 holes to choose from. Some nights, all 3 holes. Some nights, 2 holes. She was your little toddler cum dump. And you were finally, finally happy, pleased. So, I know you just came so fucking hard to something so filthy and nasty. It was very, very rough. And I want to provide this aftercare to let you know that you're not some kind of monster. I know that this is something that you would never do in real life. You would never want to do something like this, but doing it with me, hearing a grown adult say such vile, disgusting things that match some thoughts and fantasies in your mind is totally okay. Me and you, we're not hurting anyone, are we? We're just probably turning each other on and exploring just the wildest fantasies, things that could never happen in real life. And that does not make you a bad person. And I want you to really soak that in for me.